Deletion of two regulatory genes allows damaged neurons to grow back in a sustained way. This could now point the way to new drug targets that encourage nerve regrowth. One of the major problems with repairing or regrowing damaged cells from the central nervous system is the relatively huge distances the cells need to extend in order to meet their target. There are basically two stages of neuron growth in development. There's de novo, or new outgrowth and connection in the developing embryo, and that's followed by a long period of what's called networked growth. This is where the axons, the long slender projections that carry the electrical signal from one neuron to the next, extend, all while maintaining their connection at either end. As the animal grows, this second stage can result in axons being far longer than anything created by the novel growth that first happened in the embryo. If adult central nervous system neurons are damaged, however, the de novo method kicks in to attempt a repair. This can be slow and unreliable, and it doesn't really offer the sustained repair and regrowth required to regain pre-injury performance. Writing in the journal Nature, Qiyang He from the Children's Hospital in Brighton and colleagues report that deleting or suppressing two regulatory genes, called P10 and SOX3, enabled nerve cells called adult retinal ganglion cells from the optic nerve of mice to sustainably regenerate a damaged axon. P10, or phosphatase and tensin homolog, acts as a tumour suppressor. It regulates cell growth and replication, while SOX3, or suppressor of cytokine signalling 3, regulates cell signalling. If you remove either gene on its own, you do see a little improvement in neuron regeneration, but deleting both genes together has a remarkable effect, a more than tenfold increase in the number of regenerating cells. So researchers then looked at the pathways downstream of these genes, and they identified a number of factors that were only activated in damaged nerves if these two genes were deleted. That suggests that P10 and SOX3 are suppressing growth factors and pathways that promote axon growth. And although each of these genes acts on different pathways, there is obviously some synergy between them. Understanding these factors could now provide a target for treatments that would encourage the rapid and healthy regrowth of damaged nerves and achieve full functional recovery.